This is Eleanor 7043.
To start us off, can you hit one of those buzzers? All right, so first we're doing the alphabet. Can you read the letter, the word, and tell me another word that starts with that letter?
Apple.
What letter?
A.
You know another word that starts with that letter?
Apricot.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
B. Basketball.
What word is that?
Boy. C. Cow. Cookies. D. Donut. Duck.
Do the letter, that word, and then your...
E. Elephant. Eel. F. Fish. Fruit. G. Guitar. Goal. H. House. Horse. I. Ice.
What's the opposite of outside?
Inside. J, juice. Juggle. K, key. Kite. L, leaf. Leader. M, monkey.
Who's in here with you?
Mommy. N. Nose. Noise. O. Orange.
What's something in the water with 8 tentacles?
Octopus. P. Plate. Peas. Q. Duck. Quack. Quick. R. Red.
Can you think of an animal that starts with the letter R? Could be another word for bunny.
Rabbit. S. Spider. Snake. T. Table. Teacup. U. Umbrella.
The opposite of down.
Up. V. Vacuum. Vulture. W. Watch. Watermelon. X. X-ray.
you think of an instrument? You hit it with the sticks.
I forgot what it was called.
Called a xylophone. Have you heard of that before?
Y, yogurt, yak, Z, zebra.
Where do you see a zebra?
Zoo.
Good job. You did a really good job with that section. Can you hit another buzzer for me? Now we're on to numbers. So can you read these numbers for me?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 20.
What happened?
It skipped numbers.
Yeah. How many did it skip by?
5.
Good job. So what do you think is next?
25.
Good job.
30.
What do you think
would be next? 35.
What happened?
It skipped 10.
Yeah.
40. 50. 60. 70. 80. 90. 100.
What's next?
A 110. 200.
What happened at that time?
It skipped 100. 500. 1,000.
Yeah. Do you know addition? Yeah. Can you read this page and solve it for me?
9 plus 7. Sixteen.
Good job.
19 minus 1. 18.
Good job. Do you know multiplication yet?
I only know times ones.
Okay. Can you just read this page for me then?
6 times 3.
You want to know the answer? It's 18. Have you learned division? No. Can you just read the page for me?
21 divided by 3.
Good job. Do you want to know the answer for this one?
Yeah.
7. All right. Can you go ahead and hit another buzzer for me? So now we're going to go over to this. So right here we have one bell. So we have one bell. Now we have two. What would we say? 2, 3. We have one bell, and then we have 2. This is a bell, so we have 2, 3. Well, what word would you say? 1 bell, 2, 3 bells. Well, we have 1. And we just say 2, 4. We'd say 2 bells.
Two bells?
Yeah. So then here's a crib. We have 1 crib.
2 cribs.
Yeah. This is a pite. So we have 1 pite. Now we have
2 pites. 1 rock.
Yep.
2 rocks.
This is a foo.
1 foo, 2 foos.
This is a kel.
1 kel, 2 kels, 1 lamp.
We're gonna call this a light.
1 light, 2 lights.
This is a brib.
1 brib, 2 bribs.
This is a yawk.
1 yawk, 2 yawks. 1 shoe, 2 shoes.
This is a mip.
1 mitten.
Where, can you say mip?
Mip. 1 mip. No, 2 mip.
This is a smide.
One smide. Two smides.
This is a yag.
One yag. Two yags. One sandwich.
We're going to call it a snack for now.
One sack. Two sacks. One mug.
We're going to call it a cup.
One cup. Two cups. One toy boat.
We're just going to call it a ship for now.
One ship. Two ships. One bag. Two bags.
This is a skack.
One scap.
Can you say skack?
One skack. Two skacks. One slide. Two slides.
This is a dup.
One dup. Two dups.
Now we're back to the beginning. Can you hit another buzzer for me? So now we're going to go to these pictures. Can you tell me what you see in this picture?
A little boy, a lion, a fish upside down, another fish, some lily pads, a boat,
Do you think the boy and lion are friends?
Yeah.
Would you be friends with the lion?
If the lion was nice.
Yeah, the lion was nice. Where do you think the boy and lion are going?
To the other side.
The other side of what?
Of the river.
Oh, okay. Is there anything else you see in this picture?
A boat.
Yeah.
A dragonfly. Two dragonflies.
Have you been in a boat before? Yeah. What did you do while you were in it?
It was at a lake. We were just sailing on it.
Oh, you were sailing on it?
Yeah, and then we went back towards where we were sitting.
Oh, okay. Did you get on a tube or anything?
No. It was a duck boat.
Oh, okay.
A little kid in a little outfit that has goggles, and he's about ready to throw a paper airplane. And there's an airplane in the air, and there's two little car toys, a sock, a fish in a tank. And he's in his bedroom, and his window's open, and there's a tree outside. And he's on his bed.
Yeah. What's his bed look like?
A mess.
Yeah. Do you keep your room messy or clean?
I like to keep my stuff clean.
That's probably good. What do you think he wants to be when he grows up?
A pilot.
What do you want to do when you grow up?
I haven't decided.
You haven't decided? That's okay, you're still young. Do you think this goldfish is his pet?
Yeah.
Do you have any pets?
No. But my
grandma's. Yeah. What kind of pet would you want?
A white bunny.
You want a white bunny? Yeah. Bunnies are cute, but it does require a lot of care. You know that, right? Yeah.
A little girl wearing a science outfit, and it looks like she's gonna be trying to do science on an octopus, a giant octopus, and she's holding a light bulb. And there's two rats on the ground, and she has some books, and she has science stuff. And two science things. D's. And then there's a giant octopus, which she might be gonna, and she might start working on the octopus.
Do you like rats? No? You don't think they're cute?
Mm-mm. I like hamsters.
You like hamsters? What about the octopus? Why do you think he's there?
So she can try and do experiments on him and try and make him smaller, maybe?
Yeah. You think she's a real scientist or playing pretend?
A real one.
Does science interest you? Would you want to be a scientist?
I don't know.
You don't know? Do you like science class in school?
I haven't done science in class.
Oh. You guys haven't done any experiments?
No, because I was in first grade.
Oh, okay.
There's a little girl wearing a farm hat, and she's picking up a giant onion. Is that an onion?
It's a radish.
She's picking up a giant radish. And she's growing a whole bunch of vegetables. And there's a big snail. There's another snail. She's got some carrots growing. And some more radishes.
Where do you think she is?
At a farm.
Have you been to a farm before?
I don't know.
You don't know? Farms could either have vegetables or fruits or animals. Have you been to somewhere like that?
I've been to a petting zoo like that.
You've been to a petting zoo like that? What was your favorite animal to see there?
Probably the ducks, because the ducks, I think they were chickens actually, but my dad said that I could feed them.
Oh, you gotta feed them?
Yeah, because it was actually also a feeding zoo. I didn't feed them because I wanted my dad to do it first, and they and they pecked him.
They pecked him? Did they get his hand?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was he okay?
I wanted to pet a giant animal. I think it was a bull. And I wanted to feed it or pet it. And dad's like, no, it'll take your arm.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be good, would it? Did you get to pet any animals while you were there?
Yeah.
What did you pet?
I forgot, but I know some of the animals that I petted. Some horses. I think I petted some goats. I think maybe there were sheep there that I petted.
Yeah.
Maybe cows. I think I might have petted cows.
Do you like vegetables? Would you grow a vegetable farm?
I like broccoli.
You like broccoli? So you eat a lot of vegetables then?
I only eat broccoli.
Only broccoli?
Yeah.
What about fruit? Do you like eating fruit?
Yeah.
Would you grow fruit? What's your favorite fruit?
Blueberries.
Blueberries, those are good. Anything else about this picture? Another buzzer? Do you know how to read?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like reading?
Yeah.
Can you try reading this page for me?
It was late in the afternoon and Jess had just finished his homework. He put his paper in his backpack and then Jess heard a knock on the door. His mom opened the door. It was Cam and Isaiah from next door. And can Jess come outside and ride? Cam and Isaiah asked. Jess ran to the door and greeted his friends. I just finished my homework, Jess told his mother. Well, then it is fine if you go ride your bike, Mom said. Jess smiled. He got his helmet and hurried outside. Cam, Isaiah, and Jess rode to the park. They rode past the basketball court and pedaled all the way to the top of the hill. The three boys enjoyed racing down the hill. The first one to swing set was the winner. Isaiah always won except for one time when Cam was the winner. Jess always came in last. Little did the other boys know that, but Jess had been practicing racing his bike down that hill every day for almost a week. The boys lined up at the top of the hill. It was Cam's turn to start the race. Ready, set, go, Cam shouted. Cam, Isaiah, and Jess raced down the hill. Jess bent down over his bike just like he had practiced and held on tight and rode very fast. Jess passed Cam. Jess pushed harder as he raced past Isaiah. Jess was the winner. His practicing paid off. Isaiah and Cam gave Jess a high five. Jess was proud that his hard work had paid off. Then the three boys went back up the hill to race some more.
You're a really good reader. Do you want to read some more?
Yeah.
You do?
JC loves to cheer. She has a loud voice. She knows all the words to the cheers. JC wants to try out for the cheer team at school. There is one problem to be a good cheerleader. She also must be a good dancer. JC is not the best dancer. JC is scared to try out for the cheer team. She needs to practice her dances. JC practices with her friends. She practices with her neighbor and with her sister. She even practices on Just Dance on the dance. She is not scared. She has practiced all the moves. She is excited to cheer. On a cold morning, Dion's dad said, "The car will not start. I can't drive you to school." Dion thought about going back to bed, but he remembered what the principal told his class. Every day counts. You must attend school every day. Dion had an idea. He would take the city bus to school. "Dad, hurry up. Let's go. I can't be late." Dion and his dad headed to the bus stop and waited for the bus. They rode for 10 minutes. The bus stopped 3 blocks from school. Dion waved to his dad and ran the remaining way to school. Dion hurried to his classroom and sat down. "Count me in," Dion said to the teacher.
Good job. Do you want to read this last page or are you done?
I want to read the last one. Jeff was happy to see the snow. He could hardly wait to get outside. He hurried to put on his winter things. First, he put on snow pants. Then he got his jacket. His mom made sure he had his hat, mittens, and boots. Jeff ran outside to join the other kids. They had just started making a snowman. First, they made the bottom part. That part needed to be big. They had to keep rolling the snowball around the yard. It took 3 kids to push it. Next, they made the middle. It took 2 kids to roll that part. It was not as big. Jeff made it. Finally, all 3 parts were together. Now they needed to dress the snowman. Jeff ran home to get a hat. The others ran home for other things. They put a hat, mittens, and boots on the snowman. They used sticks for arms. Someone brought big buttons for eyes. They used a carrot for a nose. They wrapped his neck in a scarf. The snowman was done. He was a cool-looking snowman. When they were done, they all went to Jeff's house to warm up. Jeff's mom made hot cocoa. After the cocoa, they went back outside. They wanted to play in the snow some more. This time they went sledding. The park had a big hill. They went down the hill fast. Jeff loved the snow.
Good job. Do you like reading? Do you practice a lot? Have you been reading chapter books?
I have one.
You have one? What one?
It's an American Girl doll one.
Oh, an American Girl doll book? Is that your favorite? Or what's your favorite book?
I like the chapter book.
You like the what book?
Chapter one.
Oh, the chapter book? You're really good at reading. Can you hit another buzzer for me? Alright, so for these, I want you to tell me what they're doing and how you would do it.
He's brushing his teeth.
And how do you do that?
You get a toothbrush and toothpaste, and you put toothpaste on the toothbrush and brush your teeth with the toothbrush.
Yeah. How often do you brush your teeth?
I've been forgetting.
You've been forgetting? You need to set a reminder.
He's washing his hands. You turn on the water and put soap on your hands and wash them and then dry them.
And when do you wash your hands?
Sometimes after I use the bathroom. Or I'll use hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
He's tying his shoes.
Do you know how to tie your shoes?
Not yet.
What kind of shoes do you wear?
My tie shoes.
Do you wear like Velcro shoes instead, or do you just have mom tie your shoes?
I have mom or dad tie them.
Yeah.
She's making her cereal. She's pouring the cereal into the bowl, and then she adds milk and eats it, and she might drink milk in her cup.
Do you eat cereal every morning?
Me and my dad use up all the milk.
Yeah. What's your favorite kind of cereal?
The marshmallow Fruity Pebbles.
Ooh, I haven't had those before. Are they good? Yeah. Do you ever have anything else for breakfast?
Sometimes I'll eat other stuff.
Sometimes. What other stuff will you eat?
Sometimes scrambled eggs. And sometimes some chips.
Oh.
He's getting his clothes on. So he's first you put on your shirt or pants, and then your socks, and then you put on your shoes, and he's putting on a sweater.
Do you pick out your outfits?
Sometimes, not all the time.
Do you pick them out the night before or the day of? Like in the morning?
Sometimes in the morning.
Yeah. Did you pick out your outfit today?
My mom asked me which one I wanted to wear, and I chose this one.
Yeah, it looks good. I like it.
She's making cupcakes.
Have you ever made cupcakes before? How do you think you'd make them?
Probably start with all the stuff that you need to do it, and probably get a mixer so that you can mix all the stuff and then put it in the oven and then decorate the cupcake and put a little cupcake thing on it.
Yeah, what kind of cupcake is your favorite?
Chocolate.
Chocolate? Do you like putting frosting and sprinkles on it, or do you like plain cupcakes?
I like cupcakes with frosting.
Yeah.
She's painting a picture.
How do you paint?
I like to paint a lot. I actually don't make a mess with the paint.
You don't?
Yeah.
So you like to paint a lot?
Yeah.
How do you do it?
I like to paint pictures for my family.
Yeah. do you set up all the paint supplies?
Well, we don't really have any paint supplies. We have a brush and a tiny palette of paint.
Oh, okay. Do you always use paint, or do you like markers or colored pencils?
I'm not allowed to use paint that often.
Okay, so what do you normally use to draw then?
Markers or crayons or colored pencils.
Oh, okay. Do you like to do artwork? And what do you normally do?
Make pictures for my family.
Yeah.
It looks like he's about to take a trip in his car, and
yep.
He's buckling up his seatbelt.
Yeah. How do you do it?
I take the seatbelt and put it and pull it over me and then buckle it in. She's acting like she's feeding her teddy bear.
Do you feed your teddy bears? No. Do you have any teddy bears at home?
I have a lot.
A lot? What's your favorite one?
My giant unicorn that my mama got me for my birthday.
Ooh, you have a giant unicorn one?
Yeah. It's almost the same size as me. I think
really?
It is. I think it might actually
that
be.
That must be really big then.
It's a little kid. I think that the kid is playing dress up.
And how do you do that?
I don't really have clothes. I just have like play makeup and some chapstick. I have one t-shirt that I'm able to put on. And then I have my little birthday thing.
Did you dress up for Halloween last year?
I was Pikachu.
You were Pikachu?
I think I was Pikachu.
Oh, okay.
I might have been Mao.
Do you remember any other costumes you were?
I'm normally Mao. I actually don't remember any other costumes I was.
Oh, okay.
I just remember one crazy costume I wore when I was a little kid.
What was it?
I think it was a monster outfit, and I had two little gloves. I was really young, though.
Yeah, you were a monster. Were you scary?
No.
No?
It was like a pink and yellow outfit,
oh.
I think. It was a little cute monster outfit.
Yeah.
They're taking turns going down the slide.
How do you go down the slide?
On my butt.
Yeah. Do you like going down slides?
And I really like doing the monkey bars.
Oh, you like the monkey bars? Are you good at them? Can you make it from one side to the other?
Yeah, at my school. But when the monkey bars are wet at my school, I can't. My hands will slip off, but it's not that high up.
Oh, okay.
So I won't hurt myself. He's playing soccer.
How do you play soccer?
You kick the ball. You try and kick the ball into the other team's goal, but with that, but you can't use your toes.
Yeah. Do you play soccer?
Yeah. I've already done it 2 years,
ooh.
And I'm about to do it a third year. And
yeah.
The fall, I'm doing fall soccer.
Are you playing any other sports?
Mm-mm. I'm doing dance.
You're doing dance? Which one's your favorite?
Today is my banquet, so that means Friday is my dress rehearsal, and then Saturday is my recital.
You have a dance recital this weekend? Are you excited? What kind of dress-up costumes do you have for it?
I have a tumble costume and then a cheer costume. The cheer costume's long sleeves.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
My mom don't really like the cheer costume because it's, I'm pretty sure because it's just black and white.
Oh.
They're building blocks. They're stacking a block tower.
Do you play blocks?
Legos.
You play Legos? What do you build with the Legos?
I just build random things, and sometimes I get boxes of things, Legos yeah. that I build. Sometimes I have my mom help me build.
Yeah, you get the Lego sets. What's your favorite thing you've built?
I haven't really built anything. I've just used platforms from an American Girl doll Lego house that my cousin gave me, and then it broke
because
we had to put it in a bag, and because the day that she gave it to me, we had to put it in a bag, and then when we got to the house, it was broke. Some of it was tore down. So I just used some of the pieces to it and built new things. It's probably like, my favorite thing is probably the kitchen, but I didn't build it. It was the kitchen to the American Girl doll house. It didn't get destroyed.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Some of the stuff didn't get destroyed in that
house. Yeah, that's good.
Some of the things that didn't get destroyed, I destroyed to build new stuff.
Oh, you destroyed them to build new stuff? What kind of stuff did you build?
There was a bunk bed, and the bottom bed you could pull out because it was three beds, and the very bottom one you pull out. I took those three bunk beds and destroyed them and then put them as just beds.
Oh, okay.
Flat beds.
Yeah. What are they doing?
Swinging. And the boy is pushing the little girl.
You know how to swing all by yourself? Yeah. How do you do it?
I swing my legs front and backwards.
Yeah. Do you like swinging? Which do you like more, swinging or monkey bars?
Probably monkey bars. There's a little girl giving the other girl a lollipop.
Yeah, do you think she's sharing? Do you share?
Not all the time, but sometimes.
You share with your brother? Does he share with you? No. What's your favorite candy?
Probably warhead spray.
Warheads? Yeah.
He's sitting on his chair and he looks like he's in trouble.
Yeah.
Or he's thinking.
Yeah. What's that?
A timer.
So where do you think he is if he's in trouble and there's a timer?
In timeout.
Yeah. What do you think he did?
Probably did something bad.
Yeah. All right. Can you hit another buzzer for me? All right, can you go through here and pick out one picture to describe? You can flip through here and pick your favorite one. So you want to flip through and pick out your favorite one? You can flip it if you want. Is this your favorite? Or?
Is that a goat?
Mm-hmm.
That one's silly.
Yeah.
The goat's rich. She's like, here, Mr. Bear, want a potato?
Yeah.
Piggy in the bath with a boat. She probably came from the store or her class, or she's going to her class. She's like, she's gonna brush the tiger. She's at the beach.
Which picture is your favorite?
The space one.
You like the space one?
Yeah.
What do you see in it?
A little girl, it looks like she's trying to grab those little bugs, the light bugs, and put them in a jar so that she can see, and she's attached to the wire. Does it look like the wire just popped off her?
Kind of. The helmet's clear, so I think it should be attached.
And she's really far from her ship.
Yeah.
And you can see some planets.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to go to space?
Maybe.
Maybe.
And there's a rock coming.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else in this picture you see?
It looks like there's a top.
It does look like that.
Maybe that's the moon.
Yeah. Is that all in that picture?
There's a UFO.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple light bugs.
Yeah.
And some planets.
Yeah. Anything else?
It looks like there's a ladybug.
There is. Are you ready to be all done? Yeah? Can you hit some buzzers to finish us off?
All of them?
You can hit all of them if you want. Good job. Thank you so much for helping us out. Did you know you did science today? Did you know languages and science?